听力课堂，听 class.com。
3. Why did your parents have so many? Introduction. A. Many American couples that cannot have a baby come to Asia to adopt babies.
B. Some Americans think abortion is very cruel and against humanity. Most American women use contraceptive methods such as the birth control pill.
C. Modern families have a tendency of bearing children in their 30s or late 20s. It's the responsibilities the couples are worried about.
D. In America, about half of working women return to work within a year of having a baby. American women with children usually work.
Sample sentences. 1. Tell me about your brother and sister.
2. She has only a single parent.
3. My daughter was attending a meeting and asked me to babysit my 3-year-old granddaughter.
4. The teacher of my 4-year-old daughter, a very attractive single woman in her mid-20s, told me the following story.
5. Hans is his first child, so it's understandable that he pampers him so much.
6. Some friends of ours who have a son our daughter's age are getting divorced.
7. My wife was explaining to my 7-year-old daughter why they had decided to get divorced.
8. My elder son remarried.
9. We are expecting a child and will be getting married very shortly.
10. Do you two plan to have a baby sometime soon?
Conversations. 1.
So, Chris, I've heard you're from a big family. How many people?
9 total. 7 children and my parents.
7 children? That's a lot. Why did your parents have so many?
Well, my mother came from a big family and wanted to have one of her own. My father was an only child and didn't really care about having a large family, but my mother talked him into it.
Geez, 7 children. That must have a lot of problems. We have 4 children in my family, and my grandparents can never get our names right.
It can be hard, and there are certain sacrifices you have to make.
Like what? I assume that there's no privacy.
That's one. Another is the lack of personal property. Everything you have, from toys to clothes, is used by your brothers and sisters, especially clothes. 3/4 of my wardrobe are hand-me-downs.
And the age gap is also annoying. There's a 10-year difference between my younger brother and me. We have nothing in common.
Same problem here. There's an 18-year gap between the oldest and youngest child in my family. The last child was born just as the oldest was going to college.
Well, at least going to college won't be too bad. Since both of your parents are college professors, they must give you a reduced tuition at the college.
They do, but it doesn't help too much. Having 7 children means that the money situation in my home is always pretty tight.
2. I just got a call from Mrs. Fitzgerald. See what your Willie has just done?
My Willie? Why has he suddenly become my Willie?
Because he takes after you. He's gotten into trouble again.
What did he do this time? I remember last time he was painting her fence to repay her for breaking it, and he accidentally painted her cat.
That was last time. This time it's worse.
Okay, tell me.
Well, he was playing baseball with some friends.
And the ball went through her window? That's not as bad as last time.
True, but that's not all. The ball went through the window and hit the vase she has in her front window.
Okay, that's probably expensive, but not that bad.
And then ricocheted off her fishbowl. Mrs. Fitzgerald, at the last minute, dived and saved her fish.
At least the fish were saved. If that's the end of the damages, then everything isn't that bad.
Stop interrupting me. Finally, the ball flew through the air and knocked out Willie's school principal, who was having a cup of coffee with Mrs. Fitzgerald.
That is bad. 3.
Do you have much experience with kids? Yes, I have 3 sons. Actually, I also have a grandson. To tell you the truth, sometimes I regret having a baby so early. I have been making so many sacrifices just because my husband insisted on keeping the baby. I understand. I was in your position before. At that time, I couldn't depend on anyone taking care of the children for me. My husband seldom stayed at home. What about your mother? Did she help you? Yes, she did a little. But you see, Americans are different from Chinese. You can't depend on your own mother to be a full-time babysitter. She could babysit only once or twice a week. That's it. I had to care for them most of the time. I see. So if my little family goes to America, I would end up taking care of my child all the time. My husband would have to make the bread for us. I just don't know how I would get some education and be able to get a job someday. Don't worry. You can take night classes. I did that when I had kids. And soon your child will be old enough to attend kindergarten. Then you could find a job and work. Sounds not so easy to me. When that happens, I would be too old to learn. No. You see, I went back to school to get my master's degree when I was in my 30s. You won't be older than that. 4. Darling, I have news for you. Bobby and his wife Evelyn are going to have a baby soon.
Really? I thought his wife couldn't have a baby.
Actually, they're expecting the baby to come on my birthday.
Oh, what a coincidence. I bet Bobby must be very happy about it. He likes children and always wanted a child of his own.
In fact, they're both very excited about the coming baby. Evelyn imagines what their baby would look like, since one parent is American and the other is Chinese.
Oh, right. Now I know why they would want to see our boy. It's hard to imagine the wonder. Are they expecting a boy or a girl?
It's still a mystery, because Evelyn is only 3 months pregnant, but she begins to take her maternity leave now.
Oh, you mean she doesn't have to work now? It's hard for young parents not to overreact, isn't it? Words and expressions. 1. Sacrifice.
2. Personal property.
3. Wardrobe.
4. Gap.
5. Reduce tuition.
6. Take after.
7. Get into trouble.
8. Accidentally.
9. Ricochet.
10. Last minute.
11. Knock out.
12. Principal. 13. Kindergarten.
14. Master's degree.
15. Coincidence.
16. Pregnant.
17. Maternity leave.
18. Overreact.